Gwe. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Modazu Sh. Rating, general audiences. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, and Fierce Corpses. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITPE 2022. By everyone's agreement, except his own, Wen Ying was the sect leader. Of course, practically speaking, Niamingchua actually ran everything. He was the one with the experience in it, after all, and he claimed he was no good at teaching, which was the other thing they generally did. This was, of course, a blatant lie. The few times he did agree to take on some classes, they were by far the most popular. But Wen Ying had yet to figure out how to get Niamingchua to do anything he didn't want to do. And anyway, he really was very good at all the work that went into being a sect leader, so it all worked out quite well for everybody in the end. How they ended up with a sect in the first place, Wen Ying will never know. The school had been Song Lan's idea, though. That much was certain. Or, well, Wen Ying supposed it was actually Xiao Xingqin's idea to start with. Or possibly both of them. But Song Lan had been the one to make it an operational proposal. And anyway, Xiao Xingqin had been a scattered soul at the time, so Wen Ying felt pretty comfortable ascribing the idea to Song Lan. Xiao Xingqin's back now. So was Xue Yang, but that was unfortunately unavoidable. Their souls had become so intertwined by the time they'd both died that there was really no bringing one back without the other, much to Song Lan's annoyance. Out of lack of better options, Xue Yang was currently being kept very firmly under control. Even lock and key if it seemed appropriate. He didn't object as long as it was Xiao Xingqin applying the locks. And they hadn't entirely decided if he was going to need to be executed for the good of society at some point. Still, at least for the time being, he was being useful. No one could say that Xue Yang wasn't a genius when it came to inventing new things, even if he wasn't as good as Wei Wuxian. And their school was as much about research as it was teaching. After all, demonic cultivation was pretty new. There was a lot out there to discover. A lot out there to teach. It wasn't like not having anyone around to teach them stopped there from being demonic cultivators in the first decade or so after Wei Wuxian's death, especially given how easy it could be to pick up. Unfortunately, most of them weren't very good at it, and there were pitfalls for any cultivation path, much less a dangerous one, reviled by the whole world. Song Lan, who'd picked up the basics during the time he'd been controlled by Xue Yang, had argued that it was cruel to allow people to pick it up out of desperation and to charge ahead with no guidance, that without a firm hand to show them the way, most people would end up getting corrupted or just mess something up and end up in a chi deviation. Nyamiktra was understandably a bit sensitive about those, so that was the argument that had worked on him. Wen Ying, for his part, was a little bit bitter about everyone and hadn't much cared about what happened to them. But on the other hand, what else did he have to do? So they'd started the school. Only about a quarter of their disciples so far were there willingly. Most of the others were dropped off by Jiang Cheng, who had some trouble dropping his habits of finding them wherever they were, and everyone agreed that their school was a better place for them than his dungeons. But the number was steadily growing as their reputation got out there. Their reputation as teachers, that is. Everyone knew about the other thing. The whole fierce corpses thing. Hard to avoid everyone knowing, what with Wen Ying, the ghost general, being the sect leader. Obviously, in a perfect universe, Wei Wuxian would be the one in charge. Of the school, of the sect they formed to support the school, of the whole demonic cultivation path that he invented. But he was busy in Gusu doing something. Mostly his husband. At least he came by to visit on a regular basis. Though actually, now that Wen Ying thought about it, he didn't actually like the times when Wei Wuxian and Xue Yang would get drunk together and come up with new ideas. It'd been Nyamiktra who'd figured out how to restore a sense of taste to a fierce corpse, though he refused to divulge where he got the idea or how he'd come up with it, but no one really cared to pry too much because it worked. Because the ideas were invariably fascinating, innovative, and uniformly awful. Also, Wei Wuxian visiting usually meant that Wen Ying needed to sit with Lan Wangji all night to make sure he didn't accidentally liberate any of their staff, usually in the guise of keeping him company. And he knew the man didn't like him. He always had a look of a man sucking a lemon whenever they visited. Maybe that was just the name of their sect he objected to. In their defense, neither Wen Ying, Nyamiktra, nor Song Lan were especially creative people. Xiao Xingchen and Xue Yang hadn't been revived yet. Little A Qing hadn't been reincarnated, nor revived her memories. They just picked the most straightforward name they could think of. And, well, they were all Gui. What was wrong with calling it the Gui sect? Sometimes Wen Ying thought that Lan Wangji was unnecessarily judgy.
"What are you brooding about?"
A voice interrupted his thoughts, and Wen Ying looked up with a smile. "Sect business," he lied, and Nyamiktra rolled his eyes at him, clearly not believing him for a moment.
"What about sect business? The trade disputes?"
Wen Ying frowned. "We have trade disputes?" He hadn't even heard about. Oh no, Nyamiktra was laughing. "We don't have trade disputes.
We're supported by all four of the great sects. Between Wei Wuxian at Gusu, Jin Ling at Lanling, Jiang Cheng as a favor to the former two in Yunmeng, and last but not least, my brother, who's going to start a trade dispute with us?"
That was comforting. Sort of comforting? "Are we bullying people with our resources?" he asked, worrying his lower lip with his teeth.
"Of course we are,"
Nyamiktra said, sounding satisfied.
"Ugh, sect leaders."
Somehow, with some admittedly fairly major variations in style, they were all the same, always looking for an advantage for their sects. Wait, he's a sect leader now. Does that mean he's like that? No, he's a terrible sect leader, which means he's exempt. A bit like Nia Hoi Song had been all those years as the head shaker. On second thought, that was part of a giant plot that had, in fact, ended with the Nia sect ascendant above all the others, the Jin sect in tatters, the Jiang sect isolated as always, the Lan sect putting all their attention on having to corral Wei Wuxian, so maybe it wasn't the best comparison. Ugh, why is this Wen Ying's life?
Stop thinking about running away to be a rogue cultivator again. It's much too late for that,
Nia Mengche advised him, not unkindly. Wen Ying hadn't even said anything.
Besides, you like teaching juniors, even delinquent juniors.
They're mostly not delinquents anymore, Wen Ying objected. It was really amazing how being forced to attend a class taught by Xue Yang was enough to drive most young people far away from the mere idea of being a delinquent again, lest they risk turning into him, and to help identify the remaining ones that needed to be kept under very close suspicion. Speaking of teaching, when are you taking another class? Your training sessions with Baxia don't count.
From the number of people watching, they should.
It still doesn't count, Wen Ying said firmly. Even if it really probably should. Watching Nia Mengche, a fierce corpse, working seamlessly with a spiritual weapon specifically designed to eradicate fierce corpses, was truly a fascinating sight. Of course, most people were more fascinated by the fact that Nia Mengche usually did his training shirtless, including Wei Wuxian, irritatingly enough. Though, interestingly, Lan Wengji, who was usually the first one at the vinegar bar, didn't seem to object. But nothing much could be done about that. Fierce corpses did not need to worry about the heat or sweat or any of the usual motivations for going shirtless. But Nia Mengche claimed it was a psychological need based on years of habit building. From anyone else, Wen Ying would think that they were just vain and secretly enjoying the attention. But with Nia Mengche, it probably really was just habit.
Fine, Nia Mengche said. Give me one of the basic seminars. I'll do that. Not one of the musical ones.
Wen Ying had learned by now that there was no point in smothering smiles. After all, he was a sect leader, and no one had the right to criticize or yell at him for smiling too much, or for taking too much attention to himself. Take that, Wen Chao. No, he said. I haven't forgotten that you're nearly tone deaf.
At least one of you hasn't.
Xiao Xingjin means well, Wen Ying said. Even though, honestly, by this point, it was pretty clear he was just forcing Nia Mengche to try out new and increasingly exotic instruments for his own and everyone else's amusement. It's a little funny. Nia Mengche rolled his eyes again, looking long-suffering. But he had a pretty good sense of humor about these things. Also, if he was ever actually upset about something, Nia Huaisong would have fixed it. No one would have enjoyed Nia Huaisong fixing things, but he would still have fixed it. He always fixed things that affected his brother. Example number one, Jing Guangyao, his eventual demise, and everything that happened after that.
I actually came here to give you news,
Nia Mengche said.
Would you like to hear it?
Wen Ying had politely requested, a little desperately, that Nia Mengche check first. The other man had a way of just saying things without any consideration for the anxiety of the person he was talking to, with things like,
we've misplaced a student,
or,
don't worry, it wasn't a student we actually liked,
or,
Xue Yang is on the loose and he's summoned something again,
or one memorable instance,
Baxia decided to summon a dozen of her close friends and family, and they may or may not be attacking the staff rooms. But honestly, she's having so much fun that I don't really feel like stopping her. Thought you should know.
Wen Ying took a deep breath that he didn't need, firmed up his emotional resiliency, braced himself, and said, "Yes."
"Ah Ching thinks she's found your sister's reincarnation,"
Niamingchua said, and the air shot out of Wen Ying's lungs as if he'd been punched.
"You know that she's been pretty sensitive to these things ever since her rebirth. We did some investigating, and we're pretty sure. How would you like us to handle it?"
Wen Ying scrubbed his face. "I have no idea. I thought her spirit was still haunting the place where her ashes were."
"Just one of her souls. The new body is one short. They'll have to be reunited eventually, or else she'll suffer the physical effects of missing a soul. But there's a way to do it that maximizes the chances of her recovering her memory from her previous life, and a way to do it that minimizes it."
Wen Ying put his head down on his desk. I don't know. Our life was pretty awful, so maybe she'd be better off not remembering. But I also want my Jia Jia back. I hate decisions. Why did I become sect leader again?"
"We told you that you didn't have a choice, and you lacked the spine to resist."
"Thanks." Niamingchua shrugged.
"Sometimes I really do wonder what you did in a previous life to deserve this one."
"Ouch. Thanks."
"Anytime,"
Niamingchua said.
"Come out and spar with me. It'll help you think it over."
"I don't have time to think about anything else while we spar, though."
"Exactly."
"Do I get a choice about this?"
"No, get a move on."
Wen Ying let himself be dragged over to the training fields. "You do remember I'm sect leader, right?"
"So is my brother,"
Niamingchua pointed out, and... "Fair. Your brother is one of the most terrifying people in the cultivation world."
"And he still lets me boss him around. What's your point?"
"Fair. No point," Wen Ying said, and waved to some of their more promising students, who immediately perked up at the thought of getting to watch them spar. "No point at all." In the end, he thought, his life hadn't turned out that badly after all. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!